Hello, hello.
Oh my god, we're gonna make so much noise in these fucking chairs.
You're gonna make so much goddamn noise in the chair. I like already go and put a napkin underneath the chair.
Sorry if I can't.
Time to mute the phone.
Sorry, I can't get all the noises out of this. Oh my god.
Of course it's that nigga. Oh my god, dude. I don't want nothing. I don't want no vibrates. I don't want no nothing. Oh, I gotta get out of there. Such a dumb cunt. Everybody I know is a dumb cunt.
The title of this one has to be Experiencing Technical Difficulties. That's literally like what we've been going through this morning.
This nigga can't cut a bagel without almost dying in the house. And like,
it's my motherfuckers over here pretty much throwing shit at me.
Okay, I was just like, nigga, why can't you make a bagel for two people? Because at first I offered to make him a bagel and he kept saying no. Like,
I wasn't hungry at that fucking moment. I didn't want you a bagel when you wanted the bagel. I wanted the bagel when I wanted a bagel.
So then, you started cutting the bagels.
At that point, I had to prove a point.
He started cutting the bagels horribly. He cut the shit out of himself.
Unfortunately, like, now it doesn't really look nearly that bad.
Little bitch.
You almost passed out.
You know what I like about glasses?
Like sunglasses or regular glasses?
No, like a glass.
Oh.
They can hold drinks. Anyways, this is our Year of the End countdown.
The fuck does that have to do with anything?
I was trying to segue.
Into what?
I don't know. What? I had this thing when I was this morning. I was like, I'm going to say this.
It really didn't work. Did you practice it? When you were in the shower and all? Walk by this morning. We go to the bathroom. And just hear, coming from the shower. Listen, you want to sing in the shower? You want to... All I hear from the shower is, Maximilian! Maximilian! Someone's just like chanting his name in the shower.
That's how I amp myself up for the day. Sorry. That's how I got niggas, me in my own voice. If you don't talk in the shower, you should. And you should
100%.
Say praise about yourself. Like, I was, at first, when I first got in the shower, I was imagining someone giving an interview to me. And I was answering an interview question.
What is your name? Maximilian!
No, that was afterwards. That's when I started working on my set. And then I was like, I'm going to come out and like, let me say a little bit about me. And then I started just saying my name over and over again. And it just kind of devolved into that. But it started from a good place.
It ended in a great place, is what I'm saying.
I was like, damn, he caught me at the... I was saying some other really weird shit stuff.
To let him know I was walking by and I heard that, when he reached a break, I answered back with, Maximilian! Maximilian!
It was kind of embarrassing.
Wait, can you hear me? Yeah!
It's kind of embarrassing. But now I know how thin these walls are. Won't make that mistake when I'm masturbating.
You already did.
I know, I get louder when I masturbate on purpose. They gon' hear this. They gon' all hear this.
They all gonna know.
Fun fact, I also say Maximilian. Maximilian when I'm doing that.
Is that your fucking war cry at the end?
Yeah. I mean, like, some people beat off to, like, pictures in their mind. I don't have, like, a spank, but I'll just stand in front of the mirror naked. And look at myself in the eye.
You absolutely would have sex with a clone of yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I said that once in my, at my religious side of the family's house.
You weren't allowed back home.
They
Why?
Looked at me
Why?
Like, there was something wrong with me. They're like, ugh, nigga, that's kind of gay. I was like, yeah, probably.
Well, that brings up that brings up the huge question. Is it gay or is it masturbation?
It's gay as fuck.
But it's you.
Masturbation's a little gay. Think about it. But, I mean, is it, I mean, that's, is it even a type of sex? Is this? Do we even have a name for this sex? Because they're going to have to make a name for clone sex. Eventually. That's going to be a law in the future. That you cannot have sex
clone
with
cest?
Your clone. Clone cest. Whoa. Whoa. Clone cest? Clone cest.
Yeah.
It's such a good name, too. Like, that's the best part about it.
It works. You kind of know immediately what the fuck the gist of it is. Right?
There was two of me. Oh my god, it would get so fucking moist.
Don't say that.
It would just every don't part of you would be tripping moist.
Oh god, I'm like viscerally
you're dripping moist right now.
We probably lost viewers after that, like literally just only 15 seconds.
But it's the end of the year, so fuck you!
Also a good point.
How was your Hanukkah?
Decent. How was your Christmas?
Better than your Hanukkah, because Christmas is a better holiday than Hanukkah.
I think Hanukkah is 8 times as good as Christmas is.
That's 8 times you gotta see some niggas that you don't wanna see. Christmas, it's
No.
Yeah.
Not the entire family for 8 days.
All the real Jews that I know.
How many? The Rosenthals?
Not the Rosenthals. My Jews, they run deep. I know niggas that fucking go to fucking, what is it? Shabbat every Friday.
At the temple?
Not at the temple. Just the dinner.
Yeah, dude, everyone wants to go to a Shabbat dinner. It's dank food and free wine.
I hit Shabbat up twice a month.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I just always get uncomfortable when they start fucking speaking Hebrew really loudly at each other, and then like...
Rude.
It's rude is what it is. It seems rude, right? Like, speak English. You know I don't fucking speak Hebrew, bitch! You know damn well I don't speak Hebrew. Anyways, I'm glad
you're... Are you one of those people who, whenever you hear, see people talking another language around you, they think they're talking about you?
No. You know when they're talking about you. You can tell.
You
know when they're talking about you. I get angrier when they're not talking about me.
You would.
Because it's like, what are y'all talking about?
If not me. Y'all see me?
Like, I need to know what's happening here. What else? What else have you been doing? How was your year?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Did you learn how to count to 10?
Apparently not.
This nigga can't count. Last episode, we were like, there's 10 states that have bestiality left. Let's both write down our list of 10.
Ahead of time.
Let's both write down our 10 list, then we'll figure out which 10 is the real list, and then we'll compare it. So there's 3 lists total. Zach wrote down 2 of the lists and didn't get to 10 on either list.
Wait, not even on the other 10 list?
I don't think he did. Give me that fucking book. And if he did, when I was listening to the podcast, fucking doing the editing, he didn't say 10. In fact, for his, he said 9. And then for the real list, he said like 7. And that was it.
I'm sure something came up that moved us off topic.
Nope. I mean, maybe. That was a lot of shit.
Yeah. You were talking about bestiality a lot. But anyways, this is the sweet time.
My year was great. What did I do this year? I did a lot.
You got fucking tired? Screen? What's the proper term for it?
I didn't get beat up this year.
You did not get beat up.
That's a new one for me. I think this is the first year where I did not get my ass beat by a group or by one person. Not once, I don't think. I think my mom punched me in my face once when I first came back.
That's fair,
you can't
fight back, yeah.
She's crazy bitch. But besides that, like, I don't think there was one. Julia. She's great. Sometimes a nigga needed his ass beat, and I think I needed my ass beat then.
That makes sense.
What was your favorite part of the year? Star Wars?
Star Wars was up there. I had a great time in Mammoth earlier this year, like, you know, almost a year ago.
Snowboarding.
It's my first time, year where I actually was decent at snowboarding.
White people learn how to snowboard since birth. Like,
I somehow failed.
Some people get onesies. White people get like little teeny tiny snowboards. And they wear those. And it's adorable.
And a lot of white people get onesies for the snow as well. I haven't got behind that yet though, but apparently it's really warm.
But it's like, should you even be taking your baby out in those conditions?
No, motherfucker. It's like, I'm talking about grown ass people snowboarding with onesies. Like big ass, like one piece snow suits. And like they swear by him, but I don't know if I
see. Growing up in Detroit, a bunch of people like that. That's common. I had one of those when I was a kid. white people dog. So, like last year, we got another fun 2016 list.
15.
What's... Okay, yeah, 2015, end of the year. Fuck you to everyone. We're going to talk about what was good and what was bad this year. What should we start off with? The good or the bad?
You know, we usually start with the good and end with the bad. Let's run through the bad quickly and then end with the good.
Okay. A bunch of niggas got shot by the police this year. And not only was it, like, niggas getting shot by the police, but, like, all the like, past people that got shot by the police, the trials for the...
Oh, yeah, all of those things that finally came to a close.
Yes.
No charges at all.
So, it was just a spectacular,
although we do have an... You know what? To try to keep it a little bit positive, and it's a fucking, like, you know, a pebble into the ocean. Maybe, yeah, but,
Done.
No, that was, No. The police are actually now, you know, it's only happened, like, twice. No. The Walter Scott shooting and the Laquan McDonald shooting. Both officers are facing, murder charges for those.
That's true.
But, again... The Laquan McDonald thing took, like, over a year for it to come out. You know, they sat on that one for as long as they did.
And it was shady as fuck, which worries me even more.
And the Walter Scott one, like, literally they were ready to brush that one under the rug until the video came out from the guy who was there.
So, shady as fuck.
Like I said, you know, I don't know how much solace you want to get from that.
Silver linings?
Try to keep it a little bit positive, right?
But who didn't get justice this year?
Tamir Rice. Just like in the last week.
Sandra Bland. Also, same thing there.
John Crawford, I think, as well. Or was
John
that?
Crawford.
Or they might have done that one even quicker. You know what I mean? That might have been last year as well still, where they put that one up.
Laquan!
I'm sure there's two people in Chicago. I'm sorry, I forgot their names. Betty Jones, who was just the neighbor. And
the neighbor got shot by the police?
Did you hear what happened? Like, there was, like, a disturbance with this 19-year-old kid who was just, like, you know, like, having issues, like, mental issues. And cops came and ended up shooting and killing a 55-year-old neighbor who was just, like...
Trying to help?
Nah, she was just there, like, downstairs or something.
Being a neighbor?
Being a neighbor in an apartment building, dude.
Rest in peace, y'all. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That really sucks. Sorry, I just wish it would stop. Speaking of that, I don't understand how Making a Murderer is so popular.
Yeah, no, not at all. It's kind of ridiculous. It's like, what, y'all think this is the first time someone has been framed by the police? Or kind of like with circumstances?
If it was about a black guy, though, it would be called Making a Guy Who Sold a...
Wednesday!
Making a Guy Who Sold a fucking 20-sack of weed... Gave that nigga life. Making a nigga who sold an ounce.
Sometime Tuesday.
You know, nigga? Fucking Tuesday. Y'all worked up over that white man. That nigga looked crazy.
I got a kick out of the fact that when he originally got out of prison, because I guess it was a crazy thing where he was in prison, falsely in prison for 16 years anyways before this shit. And he was like, he was trying to sue the city for like $25 million. And I literally like had just read something the other week where like, a dude, like, you know, pretty much similar thing, like, false in prison for, like, 40 years, was given, like, $40,000. You got, like, $2 million, black man. I was like, well, you ain't getting $25 million. Like, good luck. Going rates about $40,000 a year.
They might give that white man $25 million. Make this go away. They got a white man tripping out. Make this nigga go away. Of course they only, you niggas only deserve $40,000. Oh, my God, it makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. It just makes me so mad.
White terrorism was on the rise this year as well.
Back on the rise.
Fucker Dylan Roof.
It's a lot of unrest in this world right now. Going further than us, it's just a lot of unrest. Can we make 2016 just
a little bit better?
A time of like niggas just getting along? Fuck all that old shit. See, look at this. I can be mad at him for the fucking murders and rapes that his people have put onto my people, but I don't act like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, well.
And as always, the thoughts to any victims of violence and terrorism.
We love you.
People in Paris, San Bernardino, Colorado.
Oh my God, so many.
San Bernardino, Colorado. Charleston.
Charleston. Like I said, anybody that, you know, has been touched by some bullshit.
Or some bullets. Too far?
Yeah, can we move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there any other bad shit that happened this
week? Rachel Dolezal, bitch!
We're starting a little more positive.
Because that's my girl. And she the gift they keep on giving.
She wonderful. She wonderful.
And then fuck y'all. That bitch black. I like her. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll give her one. What black could we give y'all?
Tiger Woods.
Y'all can have Don Lemon.
No, we don't want
that. Y'all can have
that. That would like be his like lifetime achievement award.
But like white people are so ashamed of Rachel Dolezal, and no, black people no, hate ain't. Don Lemon.
We ain't.
Yes, y'all is. I mean, see, y'all fault.
I'm not arguing with you, but like most white people don't really give a shit, are like ashamed of her.
Oh, I thought y'all would like.
I mean, I am. She's kind of like a disgrace to just like, I mean, like humanity. But like, I think most white people just view her as like an entertaining sideshow.
I mean, that's credited to y'all. Though. Like, y'all don't feel bad. We feel bad about Don Lemon. Y'all don't feel bad about Rachel Dolezal? Like, dude, Don Lemon pisses me off. Privilege. Oh, that's our problem.
Yeah.
Niggas.
Big year for white privilege as well.
Mm. Yeah, big year for white privilege. That bitch had the dreads. That bitch had the tan.
The do-rag.
That bitch had the do. She had the headscarf. That bitch had the traditional African Kwanzaa.
Are we still talking about Rachel Dolezal? I thought we were just talking about white privilege.
Oh. Was a do-rag part of white privilege?
Oh, yeah. I think it was someone dropped a, what they call it? A leather headscarf, they called it, I think. And, like, the model was just this thin-ass wifey, like, white girl.
Oh, when the bitch had the finger waves, and then she had the bobby pins in her hair, trying to be like a fucking black bitch who just got up. Black bitch who ain't ready for the club yet. You bitch, you weak, huh? You know how ridiculous that dumb hoe looked, too?
Pretty stupid.
You got finger waves, huh?
Anyways.
Bitch, why you got baby hair?
Rachel Dolezal was pretty good highlight of the year. I was entertained as fuck by her.
But she had the dread. Or was they dreads? No, there was a...
Dude, they were disgusting. It was like a moth.
They were like micro-rich or something.
The bleach kind of like...
Remember when she took that picture and she was like in like a tree in Africa? It looked like a bitch. It was like in a Lion King backdrop. She was like laying in the tree like that. Oh my God, I had a lot of fun with that.
We had a lot of fun with Rachel Dolezal.
I had a lot of fun with her.
Somehow still going around doing silly ass shit like.
No, she's not. That bitch lost all her friends.
She's still on TV every now and then.
She braiding hair for money. She was like, I lost 3/4 of my friend, and now I'm just doing hair back in my place.
Huh? You know what?
That bitch lost her job and started doing weave.
Congratulations, you black.
You made it, bitch.
You made it.
You unemployed.
You unemployable, and you're doing hair in your fucking bedroom. You made it. Congratulations!
You can start checking that black box for real now! Rachel Dolezal. Bringing the hits since 2015. Yay for you, Rachel. We believe in you, girl. You don't get a good job. You don't need no man. You're a strong black woman. What else we got? Oh! What I'm doing right now, since we're on the black thing still. Slayfy!
This was a big year for us with Slayfy.
That was the phrase of the year. I mean, as y'all know, I work from home. I work from someone's home.
I work.
We figured out I was homeless today. For all intents and purposes.
It was kind of like a.
Which is why we always record somewhere else, because I have no home. But it's okay. It's cool. It's totally cool. But seeing as though I've been home so much this year, I've been slay feet.
I want to say 60% of the time?
No, 40, but a 45. Okay. Right under 50. Because you got to wear shoes. Like, I'm not always at a house. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's house, you don't take your shoes off. Everybody knows that. And some niggas' house, you always have to take your shoes off. Asian people. So, but like, yeah, 40%.
I don't like taking my shoes off at Tim's house because his dog bites me.
His dog bites you, it smells like fried rice. And like, you know, if it smells like fried rice, there's something lurking.
What does that even mean?
Oh, you'll know when you see it. But, so, whatever. But slay feet, and that's my phrase of the year, slay feet. And yeah, I think for 2016, people should take their shoes off more and put their feet in the grass, you know? That's all I wanted to say about it.
I really need to find, like, a good field full of flowers to Max for Max to run through. Like, the fucking Heidi-type shit.
Heidi?
Mm-hmm. Remember that bitch is in the mountains that runs through the fields.
Sound of Music?
Isn't that the Hitler movie?
Yeah, but first she's like, the hills are alive for the sun. Never heard that? You've never seen The Sound of Music?
No, I generally know how the Holocaust went. Not well.
They got out.
No, they didn't.
They did get out. All like 15. It was like 15 niggas in that family, and they all somehow got out.
No, they didn't.
But that bitch used to say, "I think I've seen a lot of musicals for a man." You ain't never seen that?
You like looked at me shocked. Nah.
The hills are alive.
No, I didn't get it the first time.
With The Sound of Music, and she's like spinning and shit. It's actually lovely.
Oh, that actually might be the clip I'm thinking of.
Of course it is. She's spinning around. There's a beautiful backdrop, like that's rolling hills behind her.
I thought that was Heidi.
These are a few of my favorite things. Whiskers on Ripped Up and Whiskers on Kitten.
Wait, that's from the Holocaust?
That's
musical?
The Sound of Music. It was a musical about music. It's not about the Holocaust.
It's about the Holocaust.
It's like about the beginning of World War II. Like, shit's about to start going down. They're like, we gotta get out of here. But it's before, like, a bunch of Jews start dying. It didn't feel super Holocaust-y, is
okay.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
And it was, like, in Poland. It wasn't that Holocaust-y. But you saw where they were going with it.
This wasn't going to end well.
They made a lot of statements without saying nothing, you know what I'm saying? And what's the other one? So Long, Farewell. That movie got hits, y'all. Avida, say goodnight. I do tell you, and you, and you, and you. I hope Grease keeps coming on in 2016 as much as it came on in 2015, because I fucking love that movie.
Well, like every weekend on fucking one of those back channels.
Like AMC will play it a lot. Just catch it on like TNT sometimes, or TBS or something, you know? It's a good movie. And John Travolta, like, people don't give him his credit. He can sing. John Travolta, good. Sandy. Anyways, Grease in 16. I think, don't they have a play? A Broadway play?
Yes, Grease was a Broadway play.
First?
Is. I don't know.
Was after or before?
I don't know. I'm sure Grease was a Broadway play at some point.
We'll have to look that up.
Can't wait. That makes this motherfucker watch Deadpool trailers against his will. He's like having me look up musicals against mine.
I like the Deadpool trailer.
You didn't want to look it up.
You know what 2015 was?
A good movie year.
No, because I was going to say a horrible movie year.
It was a fantastic year for movies in 2015.
There were two good movies this year.
There were at least three good movies this year.
Mad Max Fury Road.
That was one of them. Star Wars. The Force Awakens.
It was okay.
Great movie. Star Wars movie.
Jurassic Park wasn't that good. Like, it was a year.
Fast and Furious 7.
It was a year for shitty comebacks. Like
Fast and Furious 7. There ain't no comeback from Fast and Furious.
You bring back Jurassic Park and you make it the shittiest Jurassic Park there is. If they wouldn't have had the graphics, like, if the CGI wouldn't have been on point, that movie would have sucked dick. Okay? Fucking I'm not a Star Wars guy. Not my kind of sci-fi. Whatever.
Great Star Wars movie.
He really liked it.
Fantastic
Star I thought Wars it was movie. Peasantry. Peasantry abound is what I thought it was. And I thought everybody was so pumped for that fucking mediocre-ass movie. And it was a little racist, might I add.
Yeah, we actually need the internet's help on this one.
And I definitely took this from an article I read and just have been trolling this nigga with it.
Constantly, motherfucker.
And I'm just, and this is the first time I'm telling him this.
And like, honestly, I feel so relieved to have heard. Tell them what you've been telling to me since like...
Oh, no, the article made sense though.
the article say it much better than
the article made sense though. The article made sense though. So basically, Star Wars is racist because... Because look though, now go figure, the black man gets knocked out and what, he ain't there to participate in the ass beating. Like he misses out on everything. He don't get no accolades.
He fucked his right arm up. He got him on the right arm. On his shoulder arm.
That nigga got shot in the stomach and he was still beating niggas ass. You know this nigga can get one slice?
He did get a slice.
Yeah, a little tiny little sliver, and he's like, you just cut your finger.
He was wearing armor. He got as much as he could.
Just, why? The black guy was not there. Like, he just wasn't there. And it's fucked up that he was excluded. They let fucking that fucking 6 foot fucking hair monster be part of it. That fucking British girl be part of it. What about the black? That's all I'm saying. And go figure. Go figure. Go figure. Because we aren't super, you know, like, we can't save the world. We're not heroes. We're helpers. And that's what that article said. And that's why it's racist. Because we were reduced to the help, like usual.
I looked at it from, like, the Star Wars nerd point of view. It was more like, man, like, this Jedi actually, or this fucking just Stormtrooper held his own against the fucking, like, Sith Jedi, man. Stormtroopers are just disposable, man. Like, held his own. That was decent. He didn't die. That's a fucking plus.
It wasn't even clear if that nigga was dead or not.
No, he wasn't. At the end, he was alive.
They let Princess Leia have some. They let both the fucking little robots have some. But a motherfucking black man, they let that Mexican pilot have some, but that motherfucking black man,
that nigga was Mexican. Looks Greek as fuck.
He looked Mexican to me. That Mexican pilot was all up in it. I feel like that one frog pilot was in. The nigga from Star Fox.
Died, I thought. Oh, it was a die.
I did like BB-8 though. And I bet BB-8 black. I bet he black. And robot turnips. Could you fuck a robot?
Moving on.
Could you fuck BB-8? If that's your thing. Could you do that? You could fuck a robot. I bet Zach, the kind of nigga who would fuck a robot if he had to. If it was possible, he would fuck a robot. Like, and not even like, I don't even think he would go as far to make it be like human shaped. I think he would just, all it needs is a hole for Zach.
You done?
Yeah. What okay. Other shitty movie did you like this year?
Fast and Furious 7.
That movie was so bad it killed Paul Walker. I feel so bad for saying that, by the way. But I just had to say it.
We're gonna watch Brick Mansions.
You've been saying that to me for 2 years.
I know, but now it's like widely available.
Widely available? We're on Netflix. Yeah.
Question. Good year for movies. Good year for movies.
Okay, but we have answered this question. If Paul Walker wouldn't have died, would Brick Mansions be available anywhere? Because his claim to fame is it was the last movie that Paul Walker shot.
No. If he was still alive, it would have just been like another just like random action knockoff movie.
He would have been given an interview like, what's the worst business decision you ever made? It would be like Brick Mansions.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. But we're going to watch Brick Mansions.
All right. R.I.P. my nigga. That's fucked up how he died. Nigga just ran into a tree, apparently.
Fast and furious, baby. Live fast, not furious.
Nigga, we live in that shit. Cars are dangerous, you guys.
I've had, like, ridiculous... This guy, like, is finally driving, and he's skipped straight to, like, the 80-year-old's grandmother stage, and it's so
cute. Well, that's because my reckless-ass teenage stage did not end well. So now that I'm coming back, I just skip a few years. Driving slow is nice, though. So I'm almost
killing your voice literally turned into, like, an 80-year-old woman's there.
Zach almost killed me last night.
That's true. I wasn't paying attention.
This nigga's driving, looking at me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Drives onto a curb.
Median.
A median lined with trees.
Impulse.
And I just watched it. I was looking straight and...
We didn't hit anything.
We almost hit some shit. But that's what I'm saying. You're fucking so busy texting and driving.
I was talking to you. And driving. Again, all of the issues I have stem from... You being around.
Kryptonite. I'm human kryptonite.
My fucking... Literally, you're my kryptonite.
He almost murdered us in a car. He almost sliced his fucking pinky off. With the pinky, too.
Little tip of the pinky, have a little fucking nub.
I feel like this nigga bleeds too much.
It was regular like people. Way too much blood.
Anyways, movies were horrible this year.
Movies were great this year.
The only one I can even remember...
Hateful Eight.
If I haven't seen it yet, and The Revenant as well.
Does The Revenant count as this year?
Yeah. Yeah, it came out. What else came out that you loved that was really bad?
Oh, was it Ant-Man this year? I love that.
I heard that movie was okay.
It was good. What other movies came out this year?
Did I like any more movies? What did I see? How is this happening?
You don't like movies. Just good.
No, I'm fucking like just forgetting chunks of things. Did I see any other movies? No, because maybe I've been so fucking poor. I don't know. I haven't even downloaded any movies this year. Let's move on.
Good year for movies. Absolutely. Absolutely good year for movies.
At best. At best.
Good year for movies.
Like I said, how you gonna bring Jurassic Park back and just disappoint like that? Another movie that shouldn't have made nearly as much fucking money as in that.
I'm not arguing with you, but...
Did I see them both in theaters? Sure. Yeah.
I didn't see Jurassic World. Didn't really care to.
Oh. When does Concussion come out?
It's out. It's out.
Dude, this was the worst year. This has been the worst year for movies, the best year for Africans. Worst year for movies, best year for Africans. Sorry.
It's okay.
What else has been going in Africa? Oh yeah, African Panther's coming out. I like that one, though, because they've been doing all the right things for that. I mean, the only flaw is that it's called African Panther.
Black and Panther.
That it's from Africa. Huh?
Black Panther.
Now, this is my question. Like, why he got to be, like, King of Africa? Why can't he be, like, King of the South Side of Chicago? Why can't he be, like, Leader of Detroit? Like, I don't understand why he got to run Africa.
He runs a country in Africa.
Africa. Africa is the country and the continent, if you ask me, on that Raven Simone. I'm joking. I read an article about a country I didn't even know existed in Africa.
It took and a it's while fucked to figure up. Out the name.
You didn't even know it existed either, bitch.
No, not at all. I thought it was making it up.
You thought it was Black Panther's country.
No, I know. That, I know what name it is. That's Wakanda. Everyone knows that.
Wakanda.
W.
Wakanda. So it's like Rwanda, but with a W and a K. Something shady about that. They might not fuck that movie up and make it too African.
No, dude, but that's the point. Wakanda's African as fuck. Like, it's still, like, tribal, but just super high tech.
So, did Marvel make that?
Yeah.
Make that comic for black people or for Africans? Because it seems like they're trying to cross the line. They're trying to get Africans and blacks in at the same time, and that's not gonna happen. So, it's like, you tell me who it's coming from.
Are you really just getting up and walking away in the middle of that? Could have waited.
Alright.
It's okay. I thought it was also a little bit better if it was just storming off while we were discussing Black Panther. That would have been pretty funny.
You know how I feel about Black Panther. Ah, fuck.
I was trying to learn this guy something. He's like one of the most badass superheroes in the Marvel fucking galaxy.
Black Panther?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's his magic trick?
He doesn't really have one. He's just like super badass.
What does he do for magic?
He doesn't use it.
What's his superpower? What's wrong with
that? Oh, it's like the fucking, you know, just the standard, like, super reflexes and, like, stronger than usual. But not even really. He's just like a regular human being for the most part.
He turns into Simba?
No. I don't know. It depends on what comics you're reading, depending on what powers you have. But for the most part, he's just like a super smart tactician who just like knows what he's doing.
Right.
And like has everything like super planned out.
Ow. So I'm having feedback to it right now.
It's okay. So what else happened this year?
Hoverboards happened this year.
Hoverboards. Huge year. Huge rise and fall of hoverboards.
The fall already?
Oh, man, they're already. They're, like, banned everywhere now.
My nephew and my niece got one, and they broke it in 3 days.
Sounds about right.
They suck dick.
I think they're hilarious and a lot of fun.
It's like, don't think you can ride a hoverboard to the fucking airport like your name Wiz Khalifa, bitch. You can't do that. Because you're That's a grown-ass man.
Wiz Khalifa got tackled on the fucking
Because you're a grown-ass man. And this is a fucking airport. The busiest place right now in the country.
Dude, I hate walking through airports. I have no problem with the hoverboard.
So does everybody. But if there was that many people on a hoverboard, like, you don't get to do it.
The peasants don't get hoverboards.
Wiz Khalifa is a peasant. Bitch, bye. How dare you? Who the fuck is Wiz Khalifa? He's trying to be new Snoop Dogg or something. I'm not really sure his thing.
Big year for hoverboards. Huge fan.
Horrible year for hoverboards.
Huge fan of all of the Wipeout videos. Keep them coming.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Y'all, the Mike Tyson one. Y'all gotta watch the Mike Tyson knockout video.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the fucking hoverboard.
Love him.
Why?
I don't know.
And I guess
I like novelty things. A little bit.
Like seeing people act like cunts. And with the threat of falling at their fucking knocking at their door.
Oh my god, I can't tell you. So at the dog park I take Nia to is on a hill. And there's a, you've seen it, the path that goes all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
On the back side of it, like, it looks like a nice little mellow held a skateboard down. Motherfuckers, you see, whenever I see people, like, go up there with skateboards, I just get excited and, like, pull my camera out and start filming. Unless they have a longboard, they're going down. It just drops.
It's steep.
It just drops. And then, like, you get the speed bubbles. You can always tell them when they get the speed bubbles and they go flying. We saw one the other day. Dude, like, goes down, gets the wobbles, and just fucking scorpions. And just, like, one of those, like, lies there for a minute, rolls over for a second.
Yeah. I learned two terms just then. Speed wobbles.
Speed wobbles.
And the scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Do both of them make sense to you?
I understood them both.
Look at that.
See, we don't just do ratchet slang. We also do bro slang too here. The scorpion, that makes a lot of sense.
Scorpions really suck.
I remember in Game of Thrones when they said scorpions, and I was like, oh, that's what those things are called.
The fucking
scorpion with the tail of it. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I
know exactly. They're not called scorpions. In Game of Thrones, they were called, like, manticores or something. Are you talking about the TV show? The movie. The
book.
Oh, yeah, they got
scorpions?
Basilisks, that's what they call them. Manticores or something. I don't know.
They have scorpions in there for sure.
I'm sure they do.
We built 20 scorpions and I remember when he was listing off the things that he had that they made for them and shit. Maybe not. Maybe I just made that up. who'll ever know? Point is, fuck hoverboards, bitch. Like, come on. Like, come on. Like, one, if you're not a child and you're on them, that's fucking disgraceful, okay? Two, keep that shit at your house. This is not a public thing. I saw a nigga walking his dog on a fucking hoverboard. I saw a nigga come out of CVS on a hoverboard. Like, this, you in the real world now, nigga. I see niggas on their cell phones on hoverboards. That's dangerous. That's real dangerous. And I'm out in the real world. And there's children out in the real world. And you gonna run somebody the fuck over. Not to mention, they just combust apparently now.
Apparently, yeah, they just they randomly ignite. Sounds fun.
Fucking Russell Crowe, you're a baby and you're fucking bitch ass. What's some white privilege?
I'm a huge fan of fat Russell Crowe. I'm just gonna say that.
I'm a huge fan of Gladiator Russell Crowe.
Are you not entertained?
When that nigga sees his wife, oh god, he starts crying. He be kissing her feet. So fucking sad.
Oh, when he finds her dead. Yeah, nigga. I thought you were talking about when he sees like the vision at the end when he's dying. And he's like, just like fucking standing there, just like bleeding, just like hallucinating in like, front of everyone.
And she like, come on, baby. She looking all hot.
You're fucking all collapses.
Hot and dead and shit. That's weird, huh?
Moaned like a whore. Ravaged her.
Why can't you get with such a cunt
and then get
what? Listen, that movie's so good. That's a good movie.
Another good movie with the same name is called Gladiator, and it's about
don't you fuck this up right now.
Bare knuckle boxing in Chicago with Cuba Gooding Jr.
He fucked it up. Alright, y'all gonna have Cuba Gooding then. We'll take those off.
We'll take
y'all take Cuba.
That seems like a fair trade. Take Rod Tidwell.
Take on it. You heard it here first.
The Dole's all for Gooding trade.
I hate Cuba Gooding Jr. See, I'd rather take a dark skinned white person than a light skinned black person. We'll trade you one dark skin light for one light skin black. That's racist as fuck. Oh, you know who else had a big year?
Huh.
My mouth and Oreos.
Over half the time I would call this dude up, he'd just be eating like a shell, a fucking sleeve of Oreos.
Because it was like a good 2 month stretch where I was really depressed. And Oreos were the only thing that got me through that. I tried the double stuff, but I wasn't that depressed.
That's fair.
Fat fucks. This fat ass was like, let's double stuff these. You're fucking up the equilibrium. Sorry.
It's okay.
I hate double stuffed Oreos. Have we talked about this? What are your thoughts on the golden Oreo?
The Oreos for people, for racists.
Oh, is that what they're called? No. Is that like their tagline?
Yeah. You think like some of the KKK is going to get like a fucking regular Oreo? No.
If you love the delicious taste of Oreo,
but hate blacks, golden Oreos.
The white man's
cookie. White man's cookie.
Huge year for Oreos.
Funny thing, the golden Oreo has mayo in it. Instead of...
That sounds gross. And I don't even hate mayo. I don't like the thought of eating mayo, though, alone is what really bothers me. Like
the sound of eating.
Because if you put it on a spoon, it just it looks so gross. It was just a glob. Like
quivers back and forth. And Dawn.
That's why I don't like...
Mayo.
That's why I don't like... cottage cheese. It was not a good year for mayo.
It was not.
I saw less mayo on sandwiches. I saw less mayo on dishes this year. 100%. 100%. Well, like a 20% drop. But that's a lot for mayo. What else happened this year?
It was a bad year for the Confederate flag, which is a good year for everyone else.
This is the worst year for the Confederate
flag. This is the worst year for the Confederate flag since the Civil War.
No, just say since the Civil War ended.
This is the worst year for the Civil flag since that year.
Damn. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And like slavery monuments and other pro-slavery monuments, it's a bad year for them, which is kind of a good thing.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Fuck slavery, nigga.
Go Brie Newsome. That was a girl who climbed the flagpole in Charleston to take down the Confederate flag.
How did she get so much time? And how they just... I feel like that was a setup. Because she... You can't just set up a whole mechanism and climb up that thing that quick, can you?
I don't think it's that hard. If you know... If, like, you go into it knowing what you're doing...
I'm sure a black person can do it in half the time a white person can do it anyways. Because they probably... If it was a plan, they would have sent a white person up there. She'd be like, I got it, you guys! I got it!
Bad year for Confederate flags.
Horrible year for the Confederate flag.
Awesome.
Except, great year for niggas selling the Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. Y'all the real MVP. Not even gonna front. Because your motive was money.
It's like, no, we'll just...
Black, white, I'm like green.
I'm green.
I'm into that, I get that. So, big ups, big ups.
Big ups.
Was it a good year or a bad year for races?
Good year. Because of Donald Trump.
Great year for Donald Trump.
Great year for Donald Trump.
We just read that he's made money. He's the only nigga who made money off his campaign so far. Like, almost $1.5 million. That's, I mean, that's
by pretty much
commendable.
By pretty much taking campaign donations and spending them on his own
properties.
Properties like, for renting space and, like, company that owns jets for transportation. Mm-hmm. And
he's basically paying himself...
With y'all money.
To run... I don't even know how to explain. He's taking donations to keep his businesses running.
He's taking the donations for the campaign, and then all of the campaign finances are being spent on Trump's businesses.
Because they're all being run by Trump.
Right. Because he owns enough where they can be like, all right, we need to stay at hotels, we'll stay at my hotels. All right, we need to travel. I've got the plane company.
I got a plane,
like a private plane service, like. So all that money.
We need a venue. There's a Trump hotel.
There's a Trump hotel.
Everywhere. There's a lot of Trump hotels. In every major city.
I'm just really thinking of like a shitty ass like Trump hotel in like North Dakota or something. It's like a Holiday Six or something. The Trump Motel.
A Holiday Six.
The Holiday Trump. The Trump Inn.
That nigga's kind of a beast. It's such a beast because all he's saying is I hate Mexicans. It's like...
And Muslims.
Why you motherfuckers so poor? It seems like some of y'all niggas doing it for free. And here come Trump.
Y'all are
making money off it.
So good year for Trump and racists, unfortunately.
Okay.
Good year for...
It's always a good year for racism.
Is this a good year for equal rights for people?
When the gays get married.
Yeah, but then they strip voting rights. Wow. Kim Davis. We had Kim Davis this year.
Is that a bad year?
I don't know. That was...
I mean, because she was denying people all the way up until her YouTube video hit like 10 million views.
And then...
That just don't happen overnight. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Trump racism thing. It's like, wait, people ain't stopping me? Tally-ho! Full speed ahead!
Damn, Kim. See, but Kim wasn't getting nothing out of it. That's the problem.
Yeah, Kim, you gotta monetize that shit.
She did me with the Pope.
No, she didn't. That turned out to be the best part ever.
Unless she met up with the Pope.
Nah, she didn't meet with the Pope. She, like, was with a group of... Like, people who saw the Pope talk.
Impersonators?
No, she was, like, in the room with the Pope with, like, 200 other people.
Oh, so she didn't meet
the Pope. No, it wasn't, like, a sit-down with the Pope.
Bitch, how you gonna lie about that and think it ain't gonna come out?
I ain't gonna lie about the Pope.
Oh, I met that nigga. Yeah, he came down to the car
and like, literally within, like, 15 minutes, the Pope, like, media was like, The pup did not meet with her.
No.
She's very confused.
The pup tweeted, "This bitch."
Pope Francis. No, let me hit send. Like the guards pulling away from the computer.
Pope Francis. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bitch, you ain't shit.
And I Straight Outta Compton. That was a good movie.
Maybe, I don't know.
You didn't see it, did you?
I don't give a fuck about the NWA at all.
Alright.
Everybody keep asking me that. Why do motherfuckers keep asking me that? I swear when that movie was out, every nigga I knew asked me, did I see that fucking movie? And when white people ask me, I'm not gonna lie, I felt racist. Did I see Straight Outta Compton? Why? Have I ever played you in any NWA? Have I ever had a conversation with you about anyone from NWA? The answer is no to both of these things. So why the fuck you think you can just come up to me? Ask me if I saw the NWA movie. Look at... The niggas was like, that movie deserved an Oscar now.
The best
thing does it?
Well, something interesting I learned from that was Ice Cube's name is O'Shea.
Jackson.
Yeah, no, I knew that. But like the O'Shea. Irish slaver.
You know who else had a banner year this year?
Who?
Goats.
Big year for goats.
Big year for my dick. You know what else had a pretty, and not a great year, not a great year this year? The NFL.
NFL had a pretty bad year this year, I'd say.
How much money did they make?
Like $10 billion.
I think they had a
pretty good year.
Pretty damn good year.
Everything about the NFL is terrible except for the Lions, who are awful, and Cam Newton.
If you listen to us, you know Zach had a pretty shitty argument about how supporting the Lions is not supporting
how
the NFL.
How watching
even
the
though the Lions is an NFL team. But he said it doesn't support it, so I just want everybody to remember that and let the record show that we still remember that.
You done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
What else do we have a good go out? The baby black market and how that's worked out. We really got to the bottom of that. Standing wipers. A lot of people learn some things that...
A lot of people learn. You'll learn some stuff.
Uh-huh.
About some people.
Mm-hmm. What else we got? Spiders?
Always. Oh, watch out for spiders during this next year, guys.
Zach hates spiders, and Max hates spiders, and we think that spiders... We hoping they're not going to have a good year, but we think they might have a strong year
spiders,
next year.
Spiders, unfortunately, there's always, like, one or two terrifying spider stories mm-hmm. of, like...
YouTube's going to fuck some shit up. What else? Do we give some shout-outs to some special awards? Aaron Hernandez.
Oh. Yeah, this was a terrible year for celebrities in general.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Terrible year for celebrities.
Aaron Hernandez.
Vogel. Cosby.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry I called you a crackhead. I don't take it back, but I'm sorry I was so aggressive.
And that's some time to reflect.
I was really aggressive, and I'm sorry. Bill Cosby, fuck you.
Yeah, still fuck you, Bill Cosby.
Jared Fogle, you're weird. That guy from Glee, you're
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, just got him. Bad year for celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Good year for questionable decisions.
Not a terrible year for questionable decisions.
We did a bunch of shit. We're going to be coming harder in 2016. We love you guys even more than usual this year because Zach's feeling so good today. He lost all that blood.
I know, I'm slightly lightheaded. It's wonderful.
We love you. Have a happy 2016.
I guess. Are we wrapping up with that?
Uh-huh. We're done.
All right.
We look forward to seeing you guys next year.
Wait, Max. Huh. Take your shirt off for him. Give him something to go out on.
Nah. Not in 2015. I'm going to be classy as fuck for the end of the year. I didn't say apologies. I kept my shirt on. I don't even think I said cunt once.
That doesn't count. Well,
doesn't count.
That's excused. Yeah. No, yeah, I think you did say it once.
Whatever. Well,
definitely not that bad. Definitely not as much.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Have a good and happy new year.
Bye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all